This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. State environmental regulators have rolled out proposed new rules to cover fracking for natural gas. Fracking is that process where developers pump high-pressure streams of water, sand, and chemicals into a well to clear a path to hard-to-reach deposits of natural gas. Just what are these proposed new rules, and what could they mean to the future of fracking in Michigan? Joining me is James Clift. He's the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how do these proposed new rules change fracking in Michigan?
So there's three main provisions of the proposal. One is chemical disclosure. So currently, they do disclose some of the chemicals, but only that is required under federal law. And there's some restrictions on that. They don't have to report it unless there's more than a certain quantity. So there's some problems with that reporting requirement. So the new requirement would be to report all chemicals that are used in the fracking operation. And anything they try to claim a trade secret for, they would have to at least disclose the chemical class. The one problem we see with this provision is that the disclosure comes after the fact, 30 days after drilling has been completed.
So the horse is out of the corral by then.
Right. Okay. And there's a number of states around the country, at least six or seven states, that require the reporting of this information prior to the drilling happening. And we think that's a more helpful time for both area landowners, maybe they want to do a little baseline testing, or first responders if there's a spill or an accident, so that they could jump on the internet, go right to a website, and find out exactly what chemicals they might be dealing with.
Okay. Other areas, you say there are three. So the chemical disclosure.
Second one is kind of some baseline water quality testing. So this would require the oil and gas driller to look to see if there's any kind of drinking water wells or something within a quarter mile of their wellhead and test for things like hydrocarbons, methane, chloride, and to establish kind of a baseline. This is kind of the, when we got here, this was the condition of everything.
Okay.
So that, again, if there was a problem during the drilling operation, there'd be no argument of the status of the water quality before they got there. If there was a problem, we'd know who had to clean it up and how far.
Okay. So that baseline is very important.
Yes.
And then the third, in a sense, makes it easier for people to know where wells are being fracked, correct?
Well, a little bit. There's some information today. But I was going to say the third we're looking at was the water withdrawal provisions. And this gets into this question of where do they get the water for the fracking operation?
Mm.
Fracking in the past, we've been doing it for decades. But in the past, they might have used 50 or 80,000 gallons of water per fracking operation. Not really very much. Then in 2008, we started regulating large water withdrawals in Michigan. But at that time, they were only using 80,000 gallons. They were exempt from those provisions.
Because it was such a comparatively modest amount.
Yeah, pretty small amount. But now they've grown exponentially. Huge operations now using over 20 million gallons of water for one kind of fracking operation.
And how much time would that be in when you say that 20 million?
You know, maybe over 3-4 weeks that they might withdraw that much water. So, again, it's a different type of water withdrawal. That's like a, you know, a farmer turning on three center pivot wells and leaving them on 24/7 for weeks on end. So that's causing some concerns, especially since a lot of this fracking is happening up in northern Michigan, where we have our world-class trout streams, and the potential impact on those rivers and streams is enormous. So we're looking at those provisions very carefully. There's been some allegations that there's been some problems with some prior water withdrawals, maybe even drying up a stream feeding into the El Sabo River. So we're looking very closely at those provisions to make sure that we're doing enough to make sure that we're protecting our trout.
That's James Clift speaking. James is the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council, and we're talking about the proposed new rules in Michigan to cover fracking for natural gas. And James, the head of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, is Dan Wyant, and he says these proposed rules are, in at least a part, a response to public concerns over fracking. Do you think these changes in the rules will satisfy people who are worried about fracking?
I don't think people want to see the conversation to end here. They think these are steps forward. In some cases, we'll be asking for some changes to these rules as they move forward, but they don't want this to be the end of the conversation. There's many other aspects of these operations, a big one being, okay, what do they do with the flowback water once it comes back to the surface?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are reinjected into kind of the brine layer. People are asking for kind of better regulation of that. A lot of people are also talking about, how does the local community get involved with this fracking development that's occurring in their area? Right now, they're kind of left out of the picture. In communities greater than 70,000 people, they get prior notice of a permit, and they have an opportunity to comment to the department. But in communities less than 70,000 people, they basically find out at the same time we do, kind of after the fact. So we're looking into whether or not, especially these operations where they hold large land holdings in a community, might they be able to come forward with a development plan, talk about where the roads would be, where pipelines would be, talk about hours of operations, truck traffic, and try to sort out some of those problems that maybe crop up after the fact when these operations come into town. See if we can start that conversation earlier.
Can you give us a sense how much fracking is happening in Michigan compared to other states?
So not too much yet, actually. You know, we've had, if you look at these new high-volume fracks, we've had probably less than 100, and where other states have seen hundreds, if not thousands, of these wells going into their communities. Now, we think that this is just a matter of the price of natural gas. Right now, the price is on the low side, you know, $4 a million cubic feet, where if that price goes up to $5 or $6, we expect that there'd be a lot more activity in Michigan. One of the big companies that owns leases, at one time they held 430,000 acres under lease, and we're initially talking about the potential of up to 1,700 wells. They've now scaled that back to about 500 wells. But again, we could definitely see an exponential increase in activity if that price goes up.
What about our safety regulations and even more, our safety track record? How does Michigan's compare with other states where fracking is done?
So we've actually done a pretty good job in this area. So we haven't had very many problems, and partly due to our kind of better regulations on the books. Right now, when the water comes back out of a well, we require that be put in steel tanks, where some other states will allow them to be put in just evaporation ponds. A lot of those ponds leaked and contaminated groundwater aquifers and drinking water. So that's helped us, some of the regulations we've got in the book. And actually, our geology is a little easier. We've got good separation between layers. We've got a brine layer we can re-inject into, so that's allowed us to deal with the flowback water easier. Go down to Pennsylvania, they have nowhere to put that flowback water. So they've been trucking it to Ohio, they've been doing all sorts of things, and they've had a lot more problems than we've experienced here in Michigan.
So what should people who in Michigan who are concerned about fracking, what should we watch for, and what's ahead for these proposed rules?
So they're still kind of trying to finalize the language. We expect them to, in about a month or so, we'll kind of publicly announce the new rule set. There's some draft language that some of us are looking at this point. But then they'll start the kind of public process of adopting a new administrative rule. And there's an opportunity for public hearings so they could go and testify if they'd like to see these stronger or see them deal with other areas involving the fracking operation. That process usually takes maybe 6-9 months usually in Michigan. So they'd go into effect hopefully sometime next year. And then hopefully, you know, again, this will be the beginning of an ongoing discussion of making sure that we're protecting our, you know, world-class water resources from any potential problems in the future.
James Clift, the policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council. Thanks for speaking with us today, James.
Thank you.